From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. Recently, I sat down at breakfast with a guy named Chris Nicholas.
Starting out my day today, I've got a couple glasses of orange juice, some oatmeal with brown sugar and some almonds, three yogurts, some eggs, some potatoes, and a pastry just to top it off today.
He's got his running shoes on, and he's up early with a big day ahead.
Yeah, I burn about 5,000 calories a day when I'm out there doing about 35 to 40 miles.
After breakfast, we head outside and hit the road.
So today I'm in Columbia, Missouri, headed to Boonville.
How many miles do you have left?
I have about 1,800 miles to go. I've done about 1,000 miles so far. But who's counting?
Okay, my name is Colin Carroll. I am currently in Columbus, Mississippi. I've so far covered approximately 1,050 miles.
My name is Jamie Summerlin, and we are currently down in Rawlins, Wyoming. I've got another, as of today, 62 days to go to reach Annapolis, Maryland.
Right now, there are at least six people running or walking across the country, and they're doing it for good causes.
To raise awareness and money for our wounded warriors returning home.
To promote heart health through exercise and to raise funds for the American Heart Association.
And it's also sort of about proving yourself.
I dealt with blizzards. I mean, we had snowdrifts in Oregon that were up over top of the RV.
One of my first 4 days was a monsoon in Manio, North Carolina, with about 6 inches of rain and 25-mile-per-hour winds.
You know, I think the hardest part has been, I think there's a couple of aspects. One would be avoiding dogs.
Chris Nicholas again, heading west out of Columbia. His run is raising money for children's hospitals, but on a personal level, he says it's about setting goals and attaining them. Unlike some of the other runners, Nicholas is running totally on his own. All his gear, his food, shoes, tent, Gatorade powder, it's all in a jogging stroller he's pushing in front of him.
I think the hardest part has been just to realize or focus on knowing that I'm going to be out there for so many hours a day, and if I keep looking at my watch, I'm not going to get any farther. And again, like marathon runners and half marathon runners, you know, you're out here running a very slow pace and not trying to beat the clock.
But some people do try to beat the clock.
Yeah, I did. 2 years ago, I tried.
John Wallace tried to break the world record in 2010.
It was one of the hottest summers, 100-degree days for 10 straight days, and I couldn't keep up the miles per day, so I had to pull the plug.
Wallace did cross the country successfully back in 2004. That got him wondering who else had done it, so he started doing some research, and now he keeps track of everyone who makes the trek by foot on a website called USA Crossers. The world record was set back in 1980.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. It's
Frank Giannino. In 1974, his mom died of breast cancer, and he thought running across the country would be a good way to draw attention to the cause.
What happens with these things is as you start to do them, supporters, doubters, whoever you talk to, start to ask questions like, are you going to set a record?
And he did set a record. He ran from San Francisco to New York in just 46 days. That's about 70 miles a day with no rest stops.
And why do you think that no one has beat that record? I mean, it's been a while. It's been 32 years.
Yeah. They got to run faster, maybe even rest less, and they also have to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing. Is I think that in a run like this, all of your demons come to the surface.
What's the attraction of running all the way across the country? I mean, it just sounds like there's so much to think about. It's so hard.
Today I have no desire. But, 30 years ago, I was definitely in a mode to really crank. I think more people that told me I couldn't do it, the more that fired me up. So maybe call it, youthful naivete, ego. You know, I think all that was part of my profile back then.
Frank Giannino now runs a shoe store in New York. And he says if you're thinking about running across the country, you should get in touch.
So if I have any message for your listenership, it is that life is short. Make it happen. And if you ever want to call me up here in New York, I'll give you my phone number.
So far, 236 people have made the cross-country journey by foot, according to Wallace's numbers, which go all the way back to 1909. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.